going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's Kevin and Andrew laughing off their reactions that they had on camera after the Browns took Shedeur Sanders. Maybe that's the case.
Wait, does he think they were showing the war room from like a previous round?
I don't know.
Because it looked like it was timed up pretty close.
It's like the speed camera, and they just showed it on a loop while they're getting the people off the bus. Boy, what a moment that was, because immediately that was the next reaction. It's like, oh my God, they took Shedeur Sanders. Look at their faces. Okay. Hey, man, you could see my face. I was excited.
But even the phone call, the actual phone call, not the prank phone call to Shedeur, the actual phone call that was made from, what was it? Was it Andrew Berry who was on the phone first, and then it was Kevin? Like, it didn't exactly sound, like, again, it's fifth round, right? I mean, that's not going to sound like a first round call, but I'm sure. I didn't think the official Shedeur, whenever he got drafted, I thought it would sound a lot different from what it ended up sounding like.
It was certainly not as blustery as what some of the phone calls have been in the past. 216-474-0092. All right, do you have a problem with the Browns taking Shedeur? I see that you do not.
So here is my bigger issue.
Obviously, there's problems that could arise,
yeah,
but
my bigger issue is obviously me and you both liked. I'm not gonna change where our stance was heading to the draft. We both liked him, and we thought a lot of the negativity was ridiculous about him, like off the field, as if like they were talking about him as if he had all sorts of assault cases behind him.
Well, like, Saturday morning I woke up and
he's been clean.
Yes, Saturday morning I woke up and I had basically accepted what this was. And what this was, I don't think that there's anything nefarious. I didn't think that there was anything nasty, mean-spirited, except for the phone call from the kid. I didn't think there was anything like that from teams.
This wasn't Mike Green with the Baltimore Ravens.
It wasn't that either. It was, you know, there were two sides. There were people who did not want anything to do with him, notably NFL football teams. And then there was this outpouring from media, the collusion and things. Yeah, they all assume they don't want the guy, and they certainly didn't want him for the first four rounds. I mean, that's what it is. So I wasn't going to sit there and throw a fit. I thought Mel Kiper embarrassed himself. I think a lot of people embarrassed
themselves. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Because we said so many things about him, and then we couldn't believe that he had fallen to where he had fallen. So it's got to be insane for us that he has fallen where he's fallen. I assumed it. I just accepted it. And I said, hey, I said a lot of nice things about Shedeur Sanders. I like Shedeur Sanders. I still think that he could be a good quarterback. Clearly, these things that are said, clearly there's got to be some truth to him. I just have to accept that. I just have to deal with this instead of making wild proclamations and flatly embarrassing myself on the radio even more so than I already do. Yes, Owen?
Well, I was just going to – you brought up Mel Kiper. We've got a clip of Mel Kiper on Saturday just kind of losing it over the NFL passing on Shedeur as many times as they did. And he has to do it because he ranked him so high. And he talked about it for like 2 months before the draft. We had the clip from 2 months ago where he said, he's the number one quarterback. The Browns should take Abdul Carter, but he's the number one quarterback.
I mean, to some level, I can understand him being miffed, but play it. Play the thing from ESPN. Go ahead.
It's not putting a value judgment on whether those who passed were right or wrong. They did.
Yep.
So now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's
and
right.
Now Shedeur Sanders has to deal with whether he played a minute, microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process. This was the result. Now he has an opportunity to answer it. Yelling at the NFL about it is not
right. Not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was a second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
And you know what?
Nobody's arguing that can happen.
Race, the NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless.
All that,
no idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterback? They don't.
Listen, there's no clear evidence that.
What a party it was in Wisconsin. My God, Joe Thomas. I can picture him right now raving. Get some water.
There is no clear evidence that, yeah, man, what Mel Kiper does, while it certainly provides a service and is interesting and really, really good, is different from what they see. It's different from what they – his information is still different to a degree than what the information that they get in the NFL. And I think throwing a fit over it. What?
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's the way to go about it. I accept it for what it is.
Well, then
I could say, hey, if Shedeur Sanders ends up looking really good and ends up being the next big thing in the NFL, I could say, hey, I was right. They were all wrong. They had five rounds to get this guy. They didn't do it. The Browns didn't. Look what the Browns did. I was right. You were wrong. Instead of just throwing a fit and acting like a toddler there on television all weekend long until they finally take him.
What I couldn't stand is the hijacking that went on from people that it's like, all right, this checks the box. I'm now going to go after this. This is going to be my cause, right? Like this was the people saying it was a race issue. Did you see who went number one? Like what? So okay, the race issue only impacted one guy and not the other. That was silly. That said, this league has no problem drafting black quarterbacks. Look at Jaden Daniels. I mean, come on. The list goes on about the willingness of NFL teams around the league, even ones you wouldn't think, right? The ones that have the ridiculous background.
Clearly,
so that was stupid. That was so dumb. I couldn't believe the stuff I was hearing there. When it comes to the Browns and their situation, it just doesn't seem like this is self-sabotaging for the quarterbacks, for the Browns to sabotage their own quarterbacks. You would never come up with a scenario where it would make sense to take Gabriel and then Shedeur, and then, oh, by the way, you've got another first-round pick next year to go get a quarterback.
Hell, wait, no, I disagree.
So that to me... Like, well, I remember when we always used to argue, and I was like, Browns take quarterback every year, every round, until you get one right.
I was going to use your words against you.
And then you would say what? You'd say, well, that's ridiculous. How does that even work in camp? Well, this is ridiculous. How is it going to work in camp? How is this poised to get the best out of your draft picks in this situation?
I don't know.
It isn't.
Well,
you would never conjure up a plan of attack, a strategy, a best practices that would involve taking Gabriel where they took him, and then turning around and taking Shedeur.
There were several, though, who were saying that if it were flipped around, if they would have taken Sanders at 33 and Dillon Gabriel with pick 144, that people would be celebrating this and would like this. So you're saying that it didn't make any sense to take two quarterbacks no matter what?
I think Gabriel didn't make sense to begin with. I thought that was a waste of a pick for a team that needed as much talent as humanly possible with the old aging roster that we all agreed that they had. And the fact that they needed this draft to finally turn it over. They used two of those picks on quarterbacks. So you're not helping find those young starters. This was going to be a two draft plus turnaround. And to me, they wasted two of the picks. Like I once you got out of the Travis Hunter business, which I thought made all the sense in the world. Oh yeah, this is a team that needs two drafts. They're going to find an extra first rounder next year. That's going to be used to move heaven and earth to get the quarterback in next year's loaded quarterback class, at which every draft pundit thinks is going to be 10 times better than this quarterback class. Instead, you took two picks.
Well, I was but the Dylan Gabriel one, I'm not defending. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I know that they saw him. Kevin saw him. They liked the arm. He's 5'11", 5'10". He's as tall as you. I don't know. I don't understand it, Tone. I ain't gonna lie. The one with Shedeur Sanders, you get to the fifth round, you can sit there and clearly say, yeah, he's got an upside. He's certainly got an upside for a fifth rounder. Let's see where it is. So taking two quarterbacks to that level, I think that we already knew that this was going to be at least a two-draft recovery here because you gave up three first-round picks for a guy that's not going to play. So if you're giving up three first-round picks, then yeah, we already know it's going to be a recovery there. And so they're going to go, okay, we need quarterbacks. We know that we're probably going to burn two first-round picks next year or an extra first-round picks next year to take that quarterback. Let's throw as much as we can in the youth and see where it is. Joe will be there to steady the ship to start things off, even though the betting favorite seems to be Kenny Pickett. They'll give Kenny a shot, and then one of these two guys, we'll see where it is. And we will have exhausted all options before we go with quarterback X out of next year's draft.
I guess when we talk about
it's not
like,
the best logic ever, but that's I'm only explaining the way I think they see it.
Yeah, normally when like you understand teams, they all make their big swings at quarterback right along the way. Sometimes you get lucky, like the 49ers, they made their big swing, Trey Lance, and then ended up with Brock Purdy. So obviously, to Mel Kiper's point, this is nowhere near a science. Teams have been blowing this up for years.
Clearly.
My issue is not, like, yeah, Shedeur Sanders, I was high on him. It's not that I wasn't high on him. It's that this plan of attack feels like you're going to get the worst out of both those quarterbacks. And it's going to go down to me right now. If I were to look into my crystal ball, I'd say both of these players are probably not going to be your future quarterback. And you've wasted opportunities to help your football team with other priority positions.